Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In this segment of our 2014 Bakken Energy Policy Special, we talk with Kevin Kramer, candidate for the United States House of Representatives. Once again, a reminder of the ground rules. Each candidate received the questions in advance. They have 3 minutes to answer the question. All interviews were done face-to-face, and we ask that the candidates refrain from mentioning the opponent's name within their response, that they stick to their ideas, platforms, and thoughts. This is Kevin Kramer, candidate for the United States House of Representatives.
Tell me why the people of North Dakota should cast their vote for you.
Well, a couple of things. First, I think when you're the incumbent, you have to talk about your own record of accomplishment. And with that, you know, even though I'm a freshman, I had a pretty good first term. Passed a farm bill when people said it was impossible. Passed a farm bill after we killed a farm bill. It was looking very dire. But not only did we pass a farm bill, but we passed a robust crop insurance program that replaces direct payments, which is a significant policy shift for the taxpayers of this country. And we were able to get the Kramer Amendment in the bill. So, you know, that was a pretty big first accomplishment. Passed the Water Resources Development Act bill that authorizes the Red River diversion around Fargo, providing flood relief, permanent flood relief. Very important, not a small matter, very important, big lift. Flood insurance relief, premium relief, which was very important because we were seeing North Dakotans all over the place seeing their flood insurance premiums going up, not 100% or 300%, but as much as 1,000 or 2,000%. We're able to get that relief passed. So I think accomplishment's the first thing. And then looking forward, we have some big issues in the forefront. One is a long-term highway funding bill and highway bill so that we can rebuild and maintain the transportation infrastructure in this country, which is so important to putting America back to work. Along with the comprehensive tax reform, where we can make America competitive again in the global marketplace. And then, of course, demonstrating what we've done so well in North Dakota, and that is utilizing energy development for energy security, making us a more secure nation and a far more economically secure country.
Next question. What are your views, platforms, and or thoughts on importing and exporting of crude oil?
Sure. So I think that, you know, I think if you were to ask a North Dakota farmer, what would you think about a policy that didn't allow you to export your grain or your corn or your beef? They'd think that was pretty crazy. I think America can restore not only our economy and the jobs that, you know, we're way behind in job creation in this country. We can not only restore our national security and energy security by developing our energy resources, but we can dramatically improve America's standing in the world by becoming an exporter of liquid natural gas and of crude oil. Liquid natural gas is the easier one because there's not prohibition on it. The prohibition is imposed on us by virtue of the tremendous delays in approving permits for liquid natural gas export terminals. But crude oil as well, because if we're going to regain our prominence in the world, we need to become the price leader, not the price taker. We need to become the supplier of choice for much of Europe so that our allies know they can count on us and that we have a reliable source of oil and gas that they can count on. But it's also important for our enemies, places like Russia and China, to know that the United States of America is willing to use the peaceful tools of energy development so that we don't have to use the weapons of war to impose our influence in a global marketplace. I think the opportunity to export crude oil as well as liquid natural gas and refined products is good for America's economy, it's good for our security, and it's good for our status in the world.
A final question has to do with the national security. How can North Dakota play into the country's national security?
Well, we already do it in many ways. One way we do it is that we sign up soldiers, airmen, sailors, and Marines at a rate 4 times the national average. So American North Dakota citizens are patriotic citizens, and by the way, in a growing economy, a strong economy where there's a lot of opportunity to make a lot of money, you've already removed one of the, you know, you've removed one of the incentives for people to sign up, and we still sign up in record numbers. The other way we can is, as I talked about earlier, that is to utilize the peaceful tools of energy development so we don't have to use the weapons of war. You know, all you have to do is look at what Vladimir Putin's doing in imposing himself further into the Ukraine and further into Europe. Our European allies don't even dare fight back against him because they're so dependent on him as the sole source of gas, natural gas. Well, if the United States and if North Dakota can become the reliable, low-cost provider of natural gas, or at least a low-cost alternative to Russia, guess what? He has to reconsider his position and his play in the Ukraine and other parts of Europe. So North Dakota provides people, it provides fighting people, but it also provides this incredible natural resource of oil and gas. The other way that North Dakota can participate, of course, is we have two air bases, very good air bases. The Minot Air Force Base with two-thirds of the nuclear triad and its intercontinental ballistic missiles and its B-52 bombers. And then, of course, the Grand Forks Air Force Base, which is now on the cutting edge of UAVs and unmanned aerial vehicles and remotely piloted aircraft, is proving to be very important because Grand Forks Air Force Base is the shortest route over the Arctic cap to strategic locations. And then you have our National Guard and all that they're doing in working with the Air Force, especially in piloting unmanned aerial vehicles in the Middle East. It's really quite remarkable what North Dakota's contribution is and can be to our national security.
And that was Kevin Kramer, candidate for United States House of Representatives. To listen to other interviews from our 2014 Energy Policy Special, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. The 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special is sponsored by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. The Crude Life Photography. When you've got a project that requires a crude approach, contact the Crude Life Photography. Email sales at thecrudelife.com. That's sales at thecrudelife.com. The Crude Life Photography. When your photos need a crude approach. And Montana Rig Mat. Better mats, better prices. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.